3, beginning at verse 13. I'll read from the New King James Version. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Faith still comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I heard a preacher say this morning, people that are not excited about the word of God are people that are not close prayerfully with the God of their salvation. I'm going to do a Bible study on what you lose when you don't stay in prayer. Amen. Folk think, well, I'm tired. No, when you're tired of prayer, a whole lot of other stuff kicks in. Negative stuff. I tease Eleanor Wade about pray. That's profound. Pray. I venture to ask somebody this morning, did you pray? When the last time you really prayed? If you're trying to figure it out and think you're the one God is talking to. Any grateful people up in here? Any grateful folk up in here? When you're grateful, grateful folk pray. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, I'm reading from the New King James Version, says, brethren, verse 13, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Y'all get that? And reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It says, I press. Y'all missed that. That takes effort, y'all. I press toward the goal. It's not automatically going I've got to push. Women that give birth to a child, it's ready to come, but you've got to push. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. The babies were not ready to come, but you've got to press. Y'all, women, I heard it's painful. I heard it's a lot of effort. But you do it because you want to see the baby. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I want to talk around the subject, how to move on from the past. How to move on from the past. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We acknowledge your peace, your presence, your lordship. We acknowledge your mercy and grace. We're thankful, God. We acknowledge you, Father. We prioritize you. We adore you. We magnify you. We love you. We ask for your forgiveness, mercy, and grace. We get so caught up, and many of us have gotten so caught up in worldliness that we don't distinguish any difference between righteousness and self-righteousness. We don't know the difference, but God, even now, speak to your people. Think with my mind, Holy Ghost. Speak with my mouth. You get glory, praise, and honor to yourself. And all of God's people said amen, amen, and amen. How to move on from the past. Understand that the Apostle Paul challenged himself and every other believer to keep moving forward in the Christian walk. It's a challenge, y'all, to live for the Lord. Yeah. It's a challenge for a lot of us even to praise God. You're tired. You blaming that on God. It's not like we were tired because you had a whole lot of Christmas. Tired cause you spent all your money. Tired cause you were busy shopping. Wasn't that you were tired because you were praying all night? Y'all don't want to help me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Paul challenged not only himself and every other believer. And by the way, I'm grateful and thankful for those of you that are under the sound of my voice. You had to press on to get here this morning, didn't you? Out there, you had to press on. And we acknowledge that. Just as a runner cannot be successful unless he or she concentrates on the race, neither could Paul be successful in growing in Christ if he allowed, here we go, other things to interfere with his primary goal, which was to cross the finish line. This is 2023. If anybody wants to cross to the finish line of 2023, you've got to press on. Keep looking to the Lord, who's the only one that can assure us of getting there. Paul says, and the illustration gives a runner, you got to stay focused. Got to stay focused. In our case, stay focused on the Lord if you want to get through this year. We never stay at the same place in our spiritual life, y'all. Hello, somebody. We either grow or we revert back. Anybody that maybe not here, you ever wonder why I used to be on fire for the Lord now? It's ho-hum. I was talking to another pastor, Reverend Point, I was sharing it with you just the other day. He was talking about, and I believe with so much, they've got caught up in a lot of people, churches, successes in numbers. Mega churches, how many people's in the congregation. That's not a measure of success. You got a whole lot of problems with a lot of numbers. Y'all, just quiet. You get caught up in the numbers to hide your mess. The preacher said God allowed COVID and is allowing these scandals to blow open because he needs to reset the church. It's going to move from mega to small. Mega than got people crazy. We keep comparing success with whether or not you got a crowd. Jesus even said, don't go, I'll paraphrase it, with the crowd. Only a few going to get the glory. Don't get excited because everybody else seems to be there doing it. Y'all ain't listening. We either grow or we revert. We go up or we go down. We progress or we retrogress. And so it is with you and I this last morning of the year 2023. We can't stop now. Hello, somebody. We can't stop now because of the grace and mercies of God. We have to move on and beyond this year. I'm looking for another year. Is anybody else? Are you looking to get? I don't want to die the next few hours. I'm looking forward to 2024. And I'm moving on. Listen, you can't allow your past negative stuff, negative spirit, negative attitudes to keep you from realizing a new spirit and a new attitude is required in 2024. Verse 14, Paul says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God, here we go, in Christ Jesus. And when Paul said he was forgetting those things which are behind, he was referring to, listen, not looking back at past relationships, memories and failures, temptations, or anything that might keep him from a single-minded focus on the upward call of God in Christ. What's the upward call? Well, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, listen, is God's call of the people he has chosen. You and I who are saved, God chose us. Y'all, man, I ain't never heard when somebody chooses you to get the glory. You ain't excited about that? Oh, you don't think there's a hell? Jesus said there's a heaven and a hell. He chose you and I to go to heaven. I'm going to prepare a place for you. You and me. That's exciting. You go whole hog. That's why God got to allow hell in your life. That's why he got to light a fire under us. Because we get so complacent. We get so, now if the shoe don't fit, don't wear it. I ain't mad with nobody, but if the shoe fit, God is talking to you. You're not excited about the kind of God that looks out for you like that? You got a right mind this morning? You got a job? You got a roof over your head? You got food on the table? You got family that love you? You mean to tell me you're not grateful? That's exciting. Paul, although Paul may have hated Christ prior to his calling. Y'all looking at me. Paul didn't always, he wasn't always a Christian. Neither were you or I. Paul used to hate Christians. He went around getting them, rounding them up. Come on, so that's just like you and me. We didn't always love Christianity. Some of us still Christian haters, and you sitting in here, not here, I mean out there. Paul may have hated Christ prior to his calling, but he became, here we go, a changed man. And he responded to God's call for him to serve the Lord while on earth and on his way to glory. We're on our way somewhere. Hello, somebody. And Paul had a purpose and a plan to see his intentions through. Paul says, if I got anything to do with this pressing on, I'm going to make it happen. And we all should have a plan. Hello, somebody. Every one of us from the pulpit to the door, ceiling to the floor, ought to have a plan. When I don't feel like praising God, I got to have a plan that's going to keep me praising him anyhow. When I don't feel like giving God glory, I've got to have a plan that's going to kick me in my butt. Oh, man. To make me do what I ought to do. I used to do it. I used to get excited. I've been saved 20, 30 years, and now, well, are you man, God could have took you out 20 years ago. We all should have a plan to do better. Am I right about it? We all should have a plan to do better. Something that we specifically, here we go, do in order to have victory over whatever and whoever might impede or hinder your progression moving forward. You ought to have a plan. If that somebody or that something might get in your way, what's your plan to keep moving in spite of that? Him or her or it or that. The text lets us know. Paul said his goal was to obtain a prize. Am I right about it? And Paul had a way to accomplish his goal. Let me see if I can help. Some of y'all still looking like you don't understand out there. I, you know. Athletes in various sports have what is called, listen, a signature move or play in order to win close games or to seal or to secure victory. They got a plan. When things are tight, when the going gets rough, when the going gets tough, I got a plan to get through this thing. I ain't gonna let nothing or nobody stop me. Y'all still looking at me funny. For instance, as it relates to a signature move, you know what a signature move is, don't you? It's a special offensive maneuver. Professional boxers like former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson have certain elder quick and powerful feet and body pivot moves. I watched some of how he used to prepare for the boxing. He said he had pivot the way he did it. He had certain ways to move his body that maximized and helped him to concentrate his strength and power and allow him to overwhelm or knock people out. It was a signature move. When things get up and the guy, he's swinging, he had a signature move. Pivot, boom, hurt you. Oh, y'all still ain't getting it. Well, one NFL professional football team by the name of Eagles have a signature play or move that they use in order to keep moving forward with hopes of eventual victory. It's called the tush push.
That's right. Can't stop.
Y'all ain't gonna help me. I wish I had some folk up in here. My question to you out there this morning, do you have a signature move? Do you have a biblical strategy? Do you have a tush push move this morning? Whether you like the Eagles or not, you ought to have a tush push. When you don't feel like giving God praise, tush push. When you don't feel like praying, tush push. When you don't feel like forgiving, tush push. When you don't feel like giving, tush push. What's your tush push this morning? Ow! You got to have some motivation to come out this evening, y'all. Particularly if you're going out anyhow. You got to have a spiritual tush push to make it in and say, God, I still want to hear a word from you. I still want to be prepared. And guess what? The people that you might be mingling with, they may not know that or may not be concerned. But remember I said some people think this now about church folk. The only difference between you and me is you go to church. But you're going to do everything I do. You're going to drink with me. You're going to party with me. You're going to, you name it, with me. And the only difference is you went to church. That means to them, church don't do nothing for you. So why do I need to be? It ought to be a tush push. You ought to make a difference. Not a party pooper, but a party example. I can party, but I got a boundary. I lost. Y'all turn the TV off. Oh, Lord have mercy. Look at the spirit. Click, click. Stay on. Stay with me. Anybody with me up in here? Let me see your hands. Anybody with me? In other words, while you're on your way to heaven, the high calling of God is not just an ordinary call, but it's a special call from heaven. I'm almost done. It requires pressing on in spite of stressful conditions of life. It requires, here we go, a mindset of total surrender to the will of God, which means you got to be willing to suffer. I didn't say I want to suffer. But must Jesus pay the price all by himself? Is he the only one that's going to suffer? No, you and I got to help carry the cross.
Yeah, yeah.
He carried it. You and I got to carry our cross. And everybody is not going to be your friend. And stop trying to act like you need everybody to be your friend in order to have a friend. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Am I right about it? He's your friend. I'm talking about how to move on from the past. Paul did whatever was necessary. Verse 13, I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on. Understand when Paul said forgetting in verse 13. He was talking about dismissing from his mind or paying no attention to the negative drama. Negative drama. Drama, 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 drama. Y'all got to come back this evening to hear some more stuff, but I'm going to just give you a little bit. To forget is to stop dwelling on something. And in order to win a race, a runner has to dismiss every distraction from his mind or her mind. And Paul had a made up mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 says, everyone who competes in the game, here we go, goes into strict training. Discipline training. Nobody told you it was going to be easy. Coming to church, having to fix breakfast and raise your kids. Nobody told you. Certainly God didn't tell you. But you've got to press on like you do when you go to regular work. Raining, you don't stop and say, I ain't going in. They call it and say, what's going on? It's raining. I ain't coming in. I bet you ain't going to have no job. I can't come to church. It's bad out there. It's going to be bad out there tomorrow. Yeah, but what? Paul kept his mind trained on the finish line. You got to keep moving forward, y'all. Paul had an ugly past just like most of us have had. But he was willing, he was determined, is the word, to shake off. Care what they say about you. That's the point. I remember when you so.
Yeah, that's right.
You talking about don't get high. I remember when you was the highest for so.
Yeah.
You talking about you don't get drunk. You used to get drunk so.
Yeah.
You talking to somebody out there, men and women. You talking about don't sleep around. You used to sleep around Paul so.
Yeah.
But I'm a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become brand new. Galatians 1:13, and I'm hastening to close, says, you know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion. Paul says, I violently persecuted God's church. Paul said, I did my best to destroy the church. But now, I'm a part of the church. I am the church. Like I did my best to destroy the church. Now that I am the church, I'm going to do my best to hold up the church. To hold up the banner. To let everybody know that God is in control. I want everybody to know that we serve a good God. Ain't he a good God? He picked you up, turned you around, placed your feet on solid ground. Paul said, I'm pressed on every side by troubles. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. He said, I'm pressed on every side by troubles, but I'm not crushed. He said, we are perplexed, but not driven to despair. Verse 9, we are hunted down, never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we're not destroyed. Paul said, I'm looking forward to spend time with Jesus. I can't help myself. Philippians 3 says, but we are citizens of heaven already in the mind spiritually. It's just a matter of time before we get there spiritually. We are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we're eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Jesus said, y'all remember, I go to prepare a place for you. And where I go, you will know also. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am not your boss, not your money, not your honey. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man, no woman, no boy or girl can get to heaven, to my Father, except by me. Some of us have children. I've got grandchildren and sons. And I don't know how long God gonna keep me here on this side. But I pray, I drop seed in them all the time. If I'm not here, just remember the word that I preached to you. Remember the seed that I dropped in your spirit. If I'm not here, remember, I'm with him. And you can meet me there. Am I right about it? How to move on from the past. I refuse to look back. I refuse to stand still. But I'm pressing on. Are you pressing on? Will you press on? God's got a plan. God's gonna do something. Say yeah. Say yeah. How to move on from the past. First of all, I'm gonna drop this on you. Just take it down. Four ways to break from the bondage of your past. Y'all wanna get this? It's four ways. Don't leave out of here and still, that's on you. First of all, if you want to move on from the drama of your past, first of all, you've got to acknowledge your past. Don't act like you ain't been there, done that. Hello, somebody. Psalm 51, verse 1 to 4. David said, have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. Because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. You got to acknowledge somebody. If you didn't do that, this, or you did something, because the Bible says all of us have sinned. You and you and you and you and you and me. And come short. David said, wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. David says, for I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. This is profound to me. David said, against you, thee, O Lord, and you alone have I sinned. I don't want to get right just because the church will look at me different. I want to get right because I sinned against him. Am I right about it? Not only acknowledge your past, I only been up here 30 minutes. I'm almost done. Not only acknowledge your past, but forgive yourself. Y'all better get this. Forgive yourself. Romans chapter 8 verses 1 and 2 says, so now there is no condemnation. I don't care what they keep calling you from the past. I don't know, care what bad names they keep calling you. There is no condemnation for those, here we go, who belong to Christ Jesus. And because, here we go, you belong to him. Because I belong to him. The power of the life-giving spirit has freed me up from the power of sin that leads to death. In other words, when we forgive, when you forgive yourself, you're not saying that what you did was okay, but you're saying that we are not defined by our past, but by God's grace. Y'all listening? I did all of that, plus some that you don't know. But I thank God, what I did wrong, I'm not defined by it. Because grace, it was grace. Oh Lord, not only acknowledge your past and forgive yourself, but thirdly, let go of the ungodly past. Some of us don't, you know, we acknowledge it, but some of us don't let it go. Y'all missed it. I used to do so and so and so and so, but you're gonna go right into 2024 doing the same thing. Some stuff you gotta let go of. Talking about is holding, hanging on you. No, let it go. Oh, I can't let it. Why not? It's sold into, oh, clip it. Ephesians 4, 22 to 24 says, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, there's an alternative, y'all. Let the Spirit of God renew your thoughts the way you think, and your attitudes. It says, put on your new nature, which was created to be like God, righteous and holy. Our past can feel like a heavy weight pulling us down, but God's grace is stronger than any weight. Only got one more, we're done. Not only we're talking about how to move on from your past, not only acknowledge your past, not only forgive yourself, not only let go of your past by putting on and putting off, but lastly, embrace your future. Embrace your future. If you like me, I'm so glad, Jessica, that I can look ahead and know that I got a future. Eleanor, I'm so glad to know. You look around, sometimes you see discarded trash, old cans, broken down buildings, cracks, and stains. I heard somebody say, well, why doesn't ABC get all of this fixed up? God says, before I fix the external cracks, I need to fix the cracks in your heart.
That's right.
Before I paint up a new outside building with windows, I want to know, can you praise me in spite of?
That's right.
Who is God talking to? You keep comparing this church with other churches when they got more hell going on in the big church. God says, I don't want a big church. I want a big church if you're big. Want a smaller church. Intimacy. I can talk to you and you can talk to me.
trouble. Am I right about it? Jesus said, he died for me. He paid the penalty for me. I got a new house. I got a new song. I got a new place. Way up there, up yonder, and soon, and very soon, I'm going to get there. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Woo! As we rest on our feet. Rest on our feet, if you will. If you can, you want to get on your feet, if you can. How to move on from the past. How you going to do that? I just gave you the answers. Did anybody take notes? You say, I got it in my head. Watch the enemy put all kind of distractions. You're going to forget most, if not all, of what God said. You write down everything else, what song, what rapper, what's this, that, or the other. Why don't you write down God's word in your heart? Pen it in your mind and in your heart and on a piece of paper. Somebody in here, we don't assume.